The announcement from As-Sayyid al-Baghdadi, may Allah have mercy on him and guide him aright. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Footnote.
In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful.
End of footnote.
All praise is due to Allah alone, and may peace and blessings be upon him after whom there is no prophet, upon his household, his companions, and his party. I will now proceed. The lies and blasphemies of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, Punjab, are not unknown to the great masters and Muslim scholars of the firm religion. In fact, they are crystal clear and as plain as day. Among them are his claims that he is the Messiah, son of Mary, that revelations are conveyed to him from the true Lord. Holy is he and exalted, and that he speaks to him face to face and addresses him verbally. Furthermore, that Allah has sent him in order to break the cross, kill the swine, establish the divine ordinances of the Sharia, and that Allah addressed him, saying, O Jesus, the Son of Mary, verily, I have sent you to the whole of mankind. Therefore, proclaim publicly that with which you have been commanded, and turn away from the ignorant. He further claims that it is to him that bay'ah, oath of allegiance, is due, that Allah caused Jesus alayhi salam to die, and he is not alive, that he himself is Jesus, and other claims that cause the heart to tremble and compel us to cover our ears. I have read all this myself in his book entitled Mir'at Kamalat al-Islam.
Footnote. Initial title of the book Aina Kamalat al-Islam, The Mirror of the Excellences of Islam, Publisher. End of footnote.
The Mirrors of the Excellences of Islam, in which he opposed the Quran and debased the Sharia of the foremost son of Adnan, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Footnote. Adnan is the ancestor of the Adnanite Arabs of Northern, Western, and Central Arabia. Publisher. End of footnote.
In addition to the false fables which he has already mentioned in previous books, all this is intolerable except for one whose vision Allah has obliterated and upon whose insight Allah has set a seal. The strangest thing is that in the country of India generally, and in the princely state of Hyderabad particularly, there are outstanding and noble scholars who cannot be enumerated, but despite their being knowledgeable and informed about the nonsense of this misleading, errant, and idiotic impostor, who should not be chastened in this world except with a sharp sword or in the next with fire, I have not found anyone who has rolled up his sleeves with a firm resolve to confront him, pulled out his sword against him in the battlefield of truth, struck him with the saber of his determination and clear speech, pierced him with the sharp point of his pen and eloquence, rebutted his claims and stopped his evil actions in order to save the believers, the servants of Allah, from the wickedness of his dissensions and to help the religion and the Sharia of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Alas, and woe to the people whose only concern is filling their stomachs. Verily, we belong to Allah, and to Him shall be the return. Since I have read in detail every page of the book that has been written by this errant and distorted impostor, who has dishonored the Sharia of the chief of mankind, and have also read in detail what he has alleged against our Master, Jesus, on whom be peace, and have deliberated upon his statements, which could only have been uttered by a forsaken one or a heretic who doubts the messenger's teaching, and moreover, his statements are mutually contradictory, I resolve, seeking the help of Allah, as He alone is the helper and the ultimate support, to refute his book, letter by letter and line by line, in a book which shall be entitled Uncovering the Falsehood and Darkness in the Mirrors of the Excellences of Islam. A refutation which should delight, God willing, the beholder's senses, and open the hearts and minds through the grace of Allah. Thereafter, I have resolved to send the refuted book to Iraq and Baghdad in order that the eminent ulama might condemn its author as a deviant and heretic. Consequently, I shall become, God willing, the principal means of removing this corruption that has cast its shadow over the people like a dark cloud. This will be my service to the law of Islam, born out of protective jealousy for the canon of the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope, with high expectations of Allah, that this rebuttal of the refuted work will be completed within a period of 3 months. I felt that it was important to first declare my intention through this announcement, so that all who become apprised of it can rest assured there is no doubt that this distorted one and those of his ilk are repudiated, according to the statement of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. There will come some impostors and liars who will bring narrations never heard by you and your forefathers, so beware of them, lest they misguide you and afflict you with tribulation. Allah is the true guide of the right path. He is sufficient for us, and He alone is for us an excellent guardian. The undersigned, a Sayyid Abdul Razak al-Qadiri, a Naqshbandi al-Rifa'i of Baghdad, currently residing in the city of Hyderabad.